السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers and our sisters who are listening. Yesterday we had discussed, we had commenced some discussion with regards to the benefits of the companionship and the suhbat of the Ahlullah, which emanated from the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we are still in the process of discussing, and may Allah ta'ala make it such that we can complete it. Where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place within our hearts that inclination and the love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people who are the ashiqs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we had mentioned with regards to the month of Ramadan and the great connection between the quality of taqwa and the suhbat and the companionship of the Ahlullah. And this emanated from the verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that, O ye who believe, adopt taqwa and keep the company of the pious ones. And we had mentioned that how the Ahlullah in the company and just a few moments sometimes in the suhbat, a person who was suffering from a serious spiritual malady, some of these maladies are such that despite all the ibadat that a person is doing, because of that particular malady, it is sometimes really the person is not achieving much. As Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave the beautiful example of the plane returning from Hajj with the Hujjaj. So you have a whole plane coming back from Hajj, all the Hujjaj are inside, they've got their bags, they've got all their gifts to give to their children and their grandchildren and their relatives and all of that. But there is one bomb in the plane. So he says that one simple, or that one little bomb in the plane, once it explodes, everything, all those bags and the gifts and everything disappears. It's all gone. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, mentioned that this pride, this disease of pride is that bomb. Ulama have explained that it is that killer disease, like how you have in the medical field, certain ailments and certain sicknesses are regarded as much more lethal and detrimental than other maladies and sicknesses. In the spiritual world, similarly, this disease of pride, which has become the scourge of our society. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Nawarallahu Marqadahu mentioned that wherever you have a conflict situation, wherever you have a conflict situation, whether it's between husband and wife, whether it's between brothers and sisters, family members, business partners, then he says if you study closely, the underlying and the root cause is pride and takabbur. There's pride there. That nobody wants to back down. Nobody wants to give in. No, but why must I apologize? Now he's wrong. He must apologize to me first. Because he's doing, who does he, and this just goes on and on. Nobody wants to back down because the disease of pride is prevalent. And for this, respected elders and brothers, this is why the company of the Ahlullah, in that one majlis of theirs, in that one gathering of theirs, all that pride just disappears, gone. We gave the example of Hazrat Maulana Sharif Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, mentioning with him as well, one great alim came in his sohbat. He was a Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom. So he came and he decided to sit in the sohbat of Hazrat. And it was the month of Ramadan. So he came to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, when I'm making dua, then I can't seem to cry. I'm making dua, but I'm not crying. So Hazrat obviously was Hakimul Ummah, Allah had blessed him with that kind of a speciality and talent. So immediately Hazrat realized that there was pride there. Because now the person is a Shaykh al-Hadith, everybody is looking up to that person. And now eventually, slowly but surely, as people praise the person and as the person is showered with all kinds of honor and respect, then slowly but surely the nafs is the nafs. That ego starts to get inflated every time somebody praises you, and then eventually what happens? The person says, well, they must be praising for a reason. They must be praising for a reason. I mean, everybody can't be wrong. They're all saying I'm good, so it must be I am good. So eventually that ego slowly starts becoming inflated. So Hazrat realized. So Hazrat told him, right, you know, what you do is, the wuzu khana every day, at a certain time, you clean the wuzu khana. Now here is the Shaykh al-Hadith. Now he's sitting and scrubbing the wuzu khana. So it just happened for 1 or 2 days. After that he reported back to Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, now my condition is this. Okay, when I sit down to make dua, before I even pick up my hands, the tears are already rolling down my eyes. Because now what has happened? The person now regards himself as absolutely nothing. I am useless, I am weak in front of Allah Ta'ala. Main to kuch bhi nahi hu. I am absolutely nothing. It is only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has even given me tawfiq, a filthy one like myself, to even raise my hands and make dua. As Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that when, especially during the time of Eid, when Hazrat used to have in Orient the Eidgah, and the crowd used to be substantial, and after the Eid Salah, there used to be an entire queue of people waiting to make Musafaha, Mu'anaqa with Hazrat. Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah used to make salam with everyone, and he mentioned once, he said that nafs now whispers, and shaitan whispers in the heart, and see how many people are waiting in the line to make salam to you. Okay, you must be so great. So he said, then I tell myself that, Ya Allah, perhaps with the barakat of one pious person who puts his hand in my hand, Allah Ta'ala will make my maghfirat. So now it completely changes the entire outlook. Now when the person is looking at those people coming, he's looking at them this way, some neki in him, ke Allah will make me maaf. Whereas if we were sitting there, by the time we finish, we would have been floating in the seventh heaven. Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh, he mentioned that Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he mentioned to them on one majlis, everyone was sitting down, Hazrat was sitting on the stage or the chair. So he said, now, you see, while I'm sitting on the chair, nafs is whispering, that see, you are higher than everyone else. Everyone is sitting on the floor, you are higher than them. So you have a higher rank than everyone else. So he says, so at that time, you tell your nafs this way, that when you have a scale, that pan of the scale which is heavy goes to the ground. And that pan of the scale that has got nothing in it, that goes higher. These people, their sincerity and their ikhlas and their ibadat is such that they are on the ground. Meto, I am khali, I have got nothing, I'm on top on the chair. So look at how they were able to counter this pride, and because their nazar was always that no form of takabbur must enter my heart. There was one person sitting here for i'tikaf, and he said for many years, he was more of a senior person, and he mentioned to me, we used to come for i'tikaf as students in the Darul Uloom. So Hazrat used to, that time this section here used to be called ICU. So that time Hazrat used to accommodate us in this section, the students of the madrasa. So they had already sat for i'tikaf, we had come a little later. So Hazrat asked this particular brother to vacate and move on this side. He said, this is the general ward and this is the ICU ward. So Hazrat had asked him to vacate. So mashallah, immediately he took his bags and moved that side. After he finished, Hazrat called him back. Hazrat said, mashallah, I was watching you very carefully. Okay, when I gave you the instruction to take your bag and move that side, I wanted to see whether there'll be any form of upsetness that would have set on your face, that now we are sitting here, we're the local people here, these people are foreigners coming here and they're taking our space. But mashallah, immediately you moved on that side. Okay, this is a sign of humility and this is a sign that pride is under control. So look at how the Ahlullah were constantly monitoring and supervising that no form of takabbur and pride must set in. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, talking of Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Nawar al-Marqadahu, it was his practice that anyone who came into his khanqa, into his suhbat, it even happened to our Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullahi, that as soon as you would enter to spend some time with him, the first thing he would do, he says, you go in the madrasa here, there's one class for Nurani Qaida, small little children learning Alif Bata. So they're learning Alif Bata, you go sit in that classroom. So the one benefit is that the tajweed, if there's some weakness in the recitation of the Quran Sharif and the pronunciation of the letters, that would come right. But the other benefit would be that if the person had any sense of pride in his heart, Ke main to, I am Mr. Somebody, or I am very special. So then when he goes to sit with those small little children, all that pride will melt away. It'll all melt away. Because now even sometimes the person is a Shaykh al-Hadith of a big Darul Uloom, but Hazrat said, this is my ma'mool, this is my policy, you want to come here in my sohbat, you go in that classroom. Qari sahab gives permission, he's happy, from there you come here and you sit in the normal gathering. So this was how we may say that the Shaykh is embarrassing or humiliating the person or not showing due respect to the individual. But what actually is happening is the Shaykh is performing a spiritual operation on the person. There's some malady or there's some weakness, so he's performing some spiritual operation on the person's heart. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this is something which is very important. We need to look into our lives. First of all, adopt the sohbat of the Ahlullah. Another important thing is keep on reminding yourself. I heard this myself from Hazrat Shah Aqeem Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says that in the morning, every morning when you wake up, then declare to yourself, announce to yourself, ke Ya Allah, from all the Muslims who are alive in this world at the moment, presently, I am the worst. Meto kamtarhu. I am the most insignificant from all of them. I am the most insignificant. Balke, he says, in fact, say to yourself that fil ma'al ke lihase, in terms of the end result, if Allah Ta'ala does not bless me with iman, and if I do not die with iman, then I am even worse off than a dog and a swine. Because if you look at a dog, when that dog dies, it turns to dust. The swine, when he dies, it turns to dust. But that person who dies without iman on the day of Qiyamah, he will become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Who's worse off? So he says, in that sense, you tell yourself that I am the worst. Then Kabirin, they mentioned that sometimes you're performing salah, and now there's an elderly person who comes next to you. Perhaps he doesn't have the beard. Perhaps outwardly he may not be looking very pious like you. So now nafs will obviously, shaitan will whisper, the nafs will say, okay, look at this person. He's so old and he hasn't changed his life. So then you must tell yourself that this man is 70, he's 60 years old. I am 40, I am 35, whatever my age may be. But how do I know what his condition was before? Perhaps for 40 years or for 50 years he was obeying Allah Ta'ala. Now his shaitan and nafs has overpowered him, he's gone a little bit off. He has got 40 years of good deeds. What is my condition? I don't even know what's going to happen to me tomorrow, whether I'll even have iman or not. How can I look down upon him? And then if it's a young person, perhaps he's got earrings, he's got bangles or whatever it may be, and he's standing next to you in salah. Again, shaitan will whisper, okay, look at this person, youngster, they don't change their lives, they must wake up a little bit. You know, these kind of notions come in the mind. So then tell yourself, that I don't know, I may be 40, 50, 60, this person is 20, 21 or 18. How do I know tomorrow this person could change his life and become the Qutub and the Wali of the time? And then for the rest of his life he can reach such maqamat and stages. How do I know? How dare I look down upon the next person? So therefore, respected elders and brothers, we should never ever suffer from this disease of pride. Don't ever regard it as below your dignity to say that, look, I'm sorry, I am wrong. I was wrong in this. I made a mistake. I did something wrong. This will not lower your status in any way. In fact, if anything, respected elders and brothers, it will only increase your respect. Sometimes you as an employer, you reprimand someone. And later you realize that that person was not at fault at all. Don't ever feel it below your dignity to approach the person and say, look, you know what, I just discovered now that you in fact were not the one involved in this. Please forgive me for that. I was wrong, I made a mistake. What you are teaching your staff and what you are teaching people is humility. And this is such an important quality. May Allah Ta'ala bless me. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will elevate his stages. Allah will raise his rank. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect us from the killer disease of pride. And may Allah bless us with the beautiful quality of humility. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.